This is the Nashville Fit. I'm joined by Henry Pyle, one of Nashville's most stylish men, and we interview the guys who are turning our city into one of the most talked about places in the country.
From chefs and entrepreneurs to graphic designers and whiskey distillers, these are the stories that inspire us to be a better man. The Nashville Fit is powered by Nashville's independent radio, Lightning 100, and styled by TrueMaker, built to fit clothing for men, like custom, but easier.
Thank you so much, Adam. I also am very excited to be here. There's no better place to be first thing in the morning than a distillery. You guys feel the same way about this, right?
Yeah, every day.
This is your distillery. It's not just that you didn't just build a distillery. Your name is on the front door of this place.
Yeah, this is our baby.
We're talking about Nashville Fit. We're talking about style and fit and function, all that great kind of stuff. And so I want to throw something out there right away. Not only is your name on the building, your name is on the bottles. And the bottles have a beautiful label that, Charlie, you found, dug this label up through tons of searching. You found this label for Bellmead Bourbon. And you rebranded it a little bit. You restyled it a little bit, right?
Yeah, I mean, we made a few minor tweaks to the label, but essentially at its core, it's pretty much the original label.
When it comes to bourbon, it's all about the bourbon. But you also have to think about what you're putting on that bottle. So how did the design for that label, how important was that? And what were you thinking about when you were putting all that together?
Well, everything that we do, we want to stay true to the original. And the history and the heritage of our company, of Nelson's Greenbrier Distillery, is the foundation of our company. And so, you know, something that we talk about a lot is sort of blending the old and the new. The old was great, but the new is even better. And so we want to take the old as the foundation and build upon that. I think that we kept the same core, but, you know, we changed up some colors. We made a few tweaks here and there. We took the names of the horses off of the label, for example. The names of the horses.
They're great names, though.
Yes, they are. They are great names.
Well, that'll be top secret. See if you can find out the names of these horses, right? That's what we want to tell the listeners out there. Can you guess the names of
the
horses?
Come on a tour to find them out.
There you go. Go on the tour, right. Yeah, and so we just talked about, Andy, we're in the Oak Room. So tell us about what the Oak Room is here at Greenbrier Distillery.
Well, so this is our event space here. We've just opened it up recently. You got a nice view of the barrel warehouse and it looks really cool in here. And so it's just open for whatever you might want to have, wedding party, corporate event, whatever you can think of to have in a room this size.
You're listening to the Nashville Fit on Lightning 100, powered by TrueMaker. I'm going to throw it back here to Henry Pyle from Mountain, who is on location with the Nelson Brothers at Nelson's Greenbrier Distillery.
We're doing an event in here in December with Lightning 100 and Mountain are partnering together to do an event with TrueMaker. We're hosting a bunch of folks. They're all coming out here. They're going to be celebrating fit and fashion, the Nashville Fit party here at the Oak Room. So I want to talk about fashion for a second with you guys. Let's face it, when you're in here all day and you're dealing with making whiskey, it's not exactly the most fashionable place to be, right? You kind of have to dress for the occasion.
I disagree.
But tell me why you disagree.
It's not necessarily clothing fashionable. You know, it's like, this is a cool place to be. And I think we make it look pretty good.
You do make it look really good. Let's talk about that for a second. Like, how important is the look and feel of the space itself?
Well, something that I heard a few years ago that was kind of important when I was out, you know, trying to raise money and everything was someone said, you know, you drink with your eyes or you eat with your eyes first before you actually taste something. You take it all in with your other senses and you see something and then you start to sort of get an idea of what everything else is going to be like. I had to have a little bit of age to it. And also whiskey, you know, whiskey takes a lot of time to age. And so, again, going back to our history, you know, we wanted to blend the old and the new. We wanted to make it a comfortable environment. We wanted people to feel at home. We wanted to feel like there was a lot of history behind the company. And so, you know, we didn't want to have all modern, shiny, new everything. Nothing is going to be exactly perfect. And if you try and make it exactly perfect every time, then you're just going to go crazy. So there are some sort of perfect imperfections there.
I like that, a perfect imperfection. And you know, if I'm drinking with my eyes, like you just mentioned, I'm looking through the windows here at the Oak Room, I'm seeing hundreds of barrels of booze out there, and I'm feeling pretty hammered right now. feeling a little intoxicated. Nothing is perfect. It's hard to strive for perfection. This is going to be a really awful segue. You ready for this? But we're going to talk about these TrueMaker shirts that are actually, it's not that they're meant to be perfect, but they're meant to be for you, one of a kind.
Right.
You guys are brothers. That doesn't mean you're the same. You each have your own specific style. You've got TrueMaker shirts. Both of you have TrueMaker shirts, right?
Yeah, yeah, I got a few.
Tell me about Andy. Tell me about your shirts. What did you pick?
Well, I've got some patterned ones, just casual, and then I've got some more dress ones because, you know, occasionally we have to go to a business meeting or something like that. But
occasionally, right?
Yeah,
just from time to time.
Generally, I'm a pretty casual person, pretty laid back, and so that's just kind of what I wear. I don't ever go out too formal. Plus, I mean, if someone catches me out and thinks I'm not dressed formally enough, I tell them what I do and they understand. I mean, one of my favorite things is that I, you know, to be honest, I have a little bit of a weird body type. I'm tall and wiry, you know, and so they make it fit perfectly. I don't necessarily have all my shirts fit off the rack. And so it works really, really great for me.
I love the fact that you went with casual shirts. When they came in over, what was that experience like?
It was cool. It was never like an awkward moment. It was fun. You know, there were cool people around. All the people involved were just...
Was anyone drinking whiskey when this was happening? Was that
yes, I believe I was. I may or may not have spilled a little on my shirt, but hey, it came right out and it just made for a great cologne.
Man, thank you guys so much for chatting with us this morning. This is awesome.
You've been listening to the Nashville Fit on Lightning 100 powered by TrueMaker. Today, Henry Pyle was on location at Nelson's Greenbrier Distillery talking to the Nelson brothers. If you want to hear an extended version of this interview, head over to lightning100.com.